Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
I want to ask you a question because I feel like we talk about stock a lot on this show, but it's more just a stock show. It's a business show, finance show. And one of the things that's crippling people the most in this world is debt. Even on our podcast, you guys talked about some different strategies to pay off debt. I think it's the avalanche approach and then another approach. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that also too, I think I want people to open up their minds about the market. There are so many markets to invest in. I became a millionaire And I invest in like stocks, but that's not my main source. You know, I feel like you should, a smart investor is an investor that's willing to do the research in the thing they enjoy investing in. Mm-hmm. So yes, that, well, and I'll say this too about Black and Brown people in debt, that I'm going to share with you ways to pay off your debt, but I want you to set it and semi-forget it. That is not your focus. A study was done that Black and Brown people focus more on getting out of debt, where the larger population focus more on growing wealth. And it is why we are here, because debt is a goal on the way to the destination. It's not the destination itself. Mm. You know, like, it's not like, yay, I'm debt free. And I would say, so is my 4-year-old nephew, Roman. He's still broke.
And you can go you back know? Broke being debt free.
Yes. Debt free don't equal broke. Don't let these people out here fool you. Debt free don't equal broke. Your toddler is debt free. They still broke. He broke broke. So anyway, here's some of the methods to get out of debt. First method that I like is the snowball method. That's when you pay off the debt with the lowest balance first. And you can find snowball calculators online, do your Googles. And so the reason why you do that is because people are emotional and they need early success. So if you pay off the debt with the lowest balance first, and then while you're paying off the debt with the lowest balance, you are also paying the minimum to the rest of your debt on your list, because you're wanting to give that debt its minimum plus any extra you can pull. So let's just say you could pull an extra $500 a month from your budget. You know, so first debt gets its minimum plus the 500. Once that debt is paid off, you roll over that full amount to the second lowest debt. Second lowest debt gets first lowest debt's minimum, its minimum plus that 500. Yeah. You pay off that debt, you roll it over. So imagine like a snowball rolling down the hill, that the more it rolls, the bigger it gets. So the premise of the snowball method is, as you get to debt with bigger and bigger balances, you have more and more money to put toward it because you're collecting minimums along the way. The other method is the avalanche method. If for those of you who are really linear and the avalanche or really logical, the avalanche method actually makes more sense, not emotional sense, but makes more mental sense, in that you pay off the debt with the highest interest rate first, because that's the debt that's the most expensive. And the same thing, you pay off the debt with the highest interest rate, then roll it over to the second debt with the second highest interest rate. I believe in doing a mix, start with the snowball, and when it makes sense, knock out debt with the highest interest rate. So, but honestly, you said it and semi-forget it. I call him Jake the Thief. When I was like 27, a friend of mine who had like a Lambo, a penthouse in New York, so I thought he was rich. And I was like, yo, teach me how to invest. And he promptly stole my money, but he's in jail now. So he left me $35,000 in debt. And I remember that I put all my energy for 2.5 years into paying off that debt. And I remember when it was finally paid off, my credit card debt, I was like so excited. And I was like, yes, I paid off the debt. I did it. And I looked around and I was still living in a room. And that's when the light bulb went on, like, the hell are you doing, Tiffany? All this time you did all this. And yes, you paid off the debt. Cause the next I had on my list was my student loan debt. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to pay just the minimum to the student loan debt, because that's $50,000. I don't want to spend another 3 years working on getting debt free just to be still in this room. And I'm going to spend the next 3 years working on my business investing. Mm-hmm. And so it took maybe 4 years. And then one day I was able to write a full $52,000 check to my student loan debt like it was nothing. And so that's why I say I want you to focus on growing wealth and investing, and allow debt to happen as a result of growing wealth, not for it to be the goal itself.
That's incredible, because Ian, we just had this conversation maybe 3 hours ago when we, in our book club, shout out to everybody that was in the book club yesterday, about that scarcity mindset, where it's like, whatever we lack, we focus on.
Yes.
And whether if I lack money, I'll focus on trying to get money. If I lack food, all I can think about is getting food. If I'm trying to be debt, all I can think about is a debt. What you're saying, and I agree with you, is like, yo, we should focus on the investment piece, and that will take care of the other part.
Everything else.
I'm going to let you ask your question, but I just wanted to make a statement too, because I feel like, especially Black people, a lot of times we feel like there's no such thing as credit jail. Like, I used to have terrible credit when I was in college. Yes. I got out of college. I ran up credit cards, and I think I had a lien or a judgment on one of the credit cards I couldn't pay back when I was like in my early 20s. And EYL, one of our EYL alumni, shout out to PTG, they just dropped a car off for me. We'll do a whole revealing. But what was my credit score?
852.
852. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Don't ever let somebody tell you that.
Yes.
If you got bad credit.
Don't let credit hold you
out. I don't sweat credit. I just, like, honestly, of all the things to worry about, it's the least you should worry about of your financial. Because it's the easiest thing to trick. Yep. Right? Like, you're like, oh, hey, grandma, you can put me on your credit card as an authorized user. Boom, some points. You know, hey, let me pay off a credit card. This is what I, when I lost my job and my credit score fell from like an 802 to a 547 after I couldn't afford my mortgage and went into foreclosure. I put a debt lawyer told me, Tiffany, get a credit card, put Netflix on it or the gym, your gym membership on it, and pay it off every month in full. Boom, boom, boom. I did it for two. I used to call my jump like Jordan card, right? I'm like, yo, this credit card is about to jump like Jordan. I did it with two. And in like 2.5 years, my 547 became a 750 with an active foreclosure. Some of y'all don't have no foreclosure, still don't have no 750, right? And I was just like, yo, so credit, I don't sweat credit. Like now my credit score is probably like, I don't know, 807, I think last time I checked. Quite honestly, I don't care. I can raise credit like this. I'm focused on growing wealth. I'm focused on managing debt. I'm actually debt-free like a four-year-old, but I'm focused on managing debt. I'm focused on increasing business opportunities. I'm always, like my mentee always tell me like, yo, Tiffy, you wait on a coin. I'm like, I will. Yo, I will have an idea that I know I probably won't see the money for 5 to 10 years. I'm good on that. Yep. Because if you start planting seeds now, like I'm 40, yo, I'm reaping my 30-year-old seeds. But people don't get, that's why I don't mind planting seeds at 40. I'm not going to see the 50 because I'm like, I'm good. I'm reaping millions of dollars because of seeds I planted at 30, 31, 32, 33. If you continue to plant, you will continue to reap. And that's the issue, is that most people, the reason why they don't achieve the wealth and the success that they want is that at some point, they don't see the seed grow fast enough, so they stop, right? Yep. And then 5 years later, one of those seeds sprouts up and they're like, oh, snap, that's from 5 years ago. And you realize like, dang, had I kept going, I will always reap. Not only will I always reap, my kids will reap, my kids' kids will reap, my kids' kids will reap, because I have set it up that I am depositing every day. I'm planting every single day. So I don't mind waiting on a coin. I have ideas that I'm like, bet that's a $1 billion business in about 15 years, the way the market is going. Like I was just watching, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you guys have been following like what's happening with Joe Budden. Yep. Budden, right? Let me get my jersey, my fellow Jersey Brighton, right?
You can put the S on it.
Right? Yeah. Right? The whole team over right? There. And so like even Kanye, I mean, you know, Kanye, but still, right? I know.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop, a mic drop, bag drop.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.